Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live, the edge of reality here on the NDB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all, and of course, Thursday means we're one step closer to the weekend. I hope everybody had a good, long Labor Day weekend. We missed last week. That's on me. I had to work. That's how it works sometimes, but we are back. We've got a ton to talk about. Well, maybe not a ton to talk about. Big Brother is kind of slowing down a little bit. We're trying to get the last of the Falte and the floaters out before we start kind of playing again. So we'll talk about that. We got to talk about a new Bachelor. New Bachelor was announced this week after the season of Bachelor in Paradise, so we'll discuss that as well, and so much more. But before I do anything else, I have to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
I suck, but other than that, we're good. That was twice now that I've been closing for the opening. And I got a word in before we went live, and you couldn't rebut on it, so ha, ha, ha.
Well, let's talk a little Big Brother, because unfortunately it's been a little slow the last couple of weeks. The battle back slows things down. I mean, as exciting as someone coming from jury, as exciting as that tends to be, the battle back typically slows things down because most likely they are out within a week or two of coming back in. This is no exception. Fessy goes out. They play an extremely quick jury buyback game. I hate that. I really liked it when last year's when they had a separate battle back episode, when they did a special Friday episode and there were several competitions to get back in. I feel like it's a pretty substantial thing to get back into the game. And you should earn it by a little more than a three-minute competition where you're throwing balls into a cylinder. I didn't love that. I would have also been cool with like a season 9 situation where they had that didn't happen season 9. I'm sorry, because Crazy James was voted back into the house. But, where it was – oh, it was 18. I apologize. Multiples of 9. But when they had the jury buyback competition happening at the same time as the HOH, and it was an endurance competition, I was okay with that as well. But I did not love the get your colored balls, throw them into the cylinder, the first to four win. We knew that Scotty was going to come back. We knew that he kind of like last year when we knew that Cody would come back. There's usually one person that kind of stands above the rest in terms of competition. But we also knew that just as quickly as Scotty was going to come into the house, he was going to go right back out, which is exactly what happened. I want to say a couple things. First, when Scotty was brought back in and Julie asked what he was going to do, and he said, get with Tyler, it was probably the most awkward I've ever heard a live studio audience in my life. No one said anything. Julie was like, okay. Like, it was pretty amazing. So right then,
well,
if I had any sort of...
Marissa said that they weren't allowed to. They were told specifically not to say anything one way or the other.
Sure. And I knew that they weren't going to say anything, but you could still feel the energy shift. And that, like, they were all like you could tell they were just like, oh, Jesus, So I understand that they weren't allowed to say anything one way or another. But if Scotty had any sort of, like, awareness of the situation, he would have thought better of that. But unfortunately, he didn't. I mean, I guess... I don't know. Maybe I would have liked to see Bailey come back. I think she would have been out. I think anybody would have been out in this week's spot if they didn't win HOH. Any of the four people, I don't think anyone would have stayed longer. But I don't know. I feel like maybe Bailey would have been able to integrate a little bit better. I don't know. I mean, I just, it was kind of a wasted week for a battle back. And it kind of, go ahead.
I think that doesn't matter who, level six has been really good about once they have the target right at the beginning of the week, even like a week ahead, they have not really swayed from that at all. It has, they've stuck to their guns, like even like the Tyler wanted Haley out, but everybody wanted Scotty out, and that was already known as soon as they knew he came back in the house. So, and I can't think of one where they've disagreed and didn't follow through with what they said.
Well, this week there was some flipping back and forth. Towards the end of the week, there was some talk about keeping Scotty. Brett and JC specifically had, conversations in the house where they kind of started figuring out their place in the house, where they understood that very soon level six would be the only ones remaining in the house, and there's very few people.
Now, but JC doesn't know about level six, and Tyler does.
Well,
I mean, not Tyler, Brett does. And so he has to play to that a little
bit. But JC knows that where he stands in the house, regardless of level six, regardless that he knows that there's a named alliance. At this point, he knows that they are an alliance. He doesn't know that it's a named alliance, but he knows. He knows what's going on, and he also understands his place, his pecking order in the house. So I think he came to this realization, why are we taking out Scotty? Scotty has a better chance of winning competitions than Haley. Why don't we get rid of Haley, go with Scotty, hopefully Scotty gets a competition, and then he could start taking people out in a different order. That didn't go very far, but at least they were thinking about it. KC won HOH this week, so we're going to see a pretty predictable week with Haley and probably JC going on the block, maybe Sam, but most likely JC, and Haley going home. I'm calling it right now. That's what's happening. That's what the plan is. KC, sadly, I like her. I like her in the house. I like her as a competitor, but she's very much team level six, and she's very much team Tyler, and I don't think that she is going to be swayed in any other direction.
I agree that's probably what's going to happen, but I can see where KC and Angela talk, and Angela, I think, is going to want KC out more because of what's going on with Tyler and how JC is pushing that subject. So if Angela can get a better bug in than Tyler, I can see JC going.
That's not going to happen. That's not possible. Angela will not be able to persuade KC the way Tyler will. That's Tyler and KC are like true final twos. Like they are, Angela is not going to be able to compete with that. I also don't think Angela knows to the extent in which JC is jealous of their relationship or what have you. I don't think she has a true understanding. Now, the one thing that I think could possibly happen is maybe if Brett, and I don't know, I'm pretty sure he won't do this, but Brett knows more than anyone that JC was really trying hard to get Angela and KC on the block next week. He really wanted Scotty to stay because he really wanted to put those two on the block. So I think if that somehow gets to KC, where JC wanted Angela and her on the block, that could be a game changer. But Brett would have to be the person that divulges that information, and I don't think he does it because I think Brett realizes that he needs JC in his corner. Even though if JC had to make a choice between Tyler and Brett, he would choose Tyler. everyone would choose Tyler. In this situation, there's no doubt in my mind Tyler is final two with someone. I am not 100% sure he wins at this point, but I 100% believe that Tyler is final two. Now it just depends on who's the other person and how much the jury can put it together and whether or not they respect the game that Tyler played or they want someone to win, someone else to win.
Well, they're not going to get it until it's spelled out for them because we've already seen what idiots they are at the game. So I don't see...
Well, and then, they've already kind of sorted that out a little bit.
Huh?
They've already kind of sorted that out a little bit. You know, the jury segment from last week was really funny.
A little bit.
Really. Well, I mean, they understand how much they screwed up the game. They truly, I mean, they absolutely understand that they were horrible at this game, Falte. They get it. You know, we saw in the jury segment, Scotty's talked about it a lot from being in the house on live feeds. He's talked about how Rockstar and Bailey know that they screwed up. Like, there's a true understanding of that. It just comes down to how bitter they're going to be. You know, Scotty's talked a lot about them being bitter. I don't know if all that bitterness is going to come for Tyler. I think they hate Angela much more. Tyler, I think's best bet is to take Angela to the final two at this point. I don't know if he does it. But it's his strongest play.
Honestly, I can see any of level six in the final two. honestly, don't see JC. I do not see Sam. I do not see Haley being able to, unless they do redirect their focus. But I do not see Haley. And
Scotty,
so I can
Scotty
see any
destroyed.
Of-
Scotty destroyed any chance of Haley being in final two this week. Scotty talked a lot this week about the jury house. He talked a lot. And in his talking a lot, I don't know, I still don't get if he, the thing about Scotty is, I don't know if he's just being like vindictive or if he like is just being stupid. I don't know what, but he essentially was like, Salty's going to be bitter. And they know, they all know that they will vote for Haley 100%. So there's no way in hell Haley is going to be in a final two situation. I agree with you.
Oh,
I don't see JC. Yeah, I don't see. Well, and she's not going to get there herself. Haley will not win this out.
She has too many comps to do, and there's just no way. It's
right.
Not going to happen.
She won't win this out. And she doesn't do well under pressure. She was a wreck this week. Haley really annoyed me this week. She really took some massive steps backwards. If she was on the block with anyone else besides Scotty, she would have been the one going home. But she was too needy, too cryy, the game is becoming too much for her, and she needs to go. Like, as much as I liked Haley, I've told you before, Haley is, like, 4 years from now, bring her back, and let's see what she can do. Like, a little bit, like, 25-year-old Haley is going to be a way different player than 21-year-old Haley. She has that potential, but it's not there, so let's... I'm cool with her leaving this week because I'm ready for something different to happen. I don't see Brett in the final two, to be perfectly honest.
But her leaving isn't anything different going to happen. Her leaving is just going to be just as predictable as the next week.
Oh, agreed. I think that we are going to have a boring week this week with Haley leaving. But we need her to leave in order for something to happen. You know, we need her to leave in order for the game to kind of begin. And so we're stalled out until she goes. And frankly, I think we're a little stalled out until Sam goes too. But we have double eviction next week. We desperately need a double eviction. Sometimes I like a double eviction. Sometimes I hate it. This season, I like it. We need to move some people out of there. It's time. It's been a great season overall. I've really, really liked it. But the last 2 weeks have just really been, it's really stalled the game, and we need to do something to kind of bring the game back to life. It's not happening this week with Casey being HOH, but maybe double eviction will show something. You know, double eviction would be the perfect time to take out Tyler. No one will do it. No one will do it.
I agree. Nobody will do it.
No one will do it. And if they do, I think if someone does it, if Brett sucks it up next week and does it, if JC, I think Brett would be the person who does it above anyone else. If he does it, then he is automatically like my number one person to win the game. But he won't. They won't.
No, he won't.
Now that it comes down to who is Tyler going to choose to take the final two, and how bitter is this jury going to be at the end, whether or not they are going to vote for him or not. That's what it comes down to. So I think that Tyler, he said previously that Casey is his true final two person. I think his hardest road is going to be if he takes her. I think his easiest road is obviously going to be Angela. So I think that's the direction he needs to go to. The thing that kind of sucks about that, though, is that Tyler and Angela are, like, officially an item. They're a showmance. And, you know, taking your showmance to the end is not always a great look. But everybody hates her. I don't know, you know, everybody hates her. God, talk about playing this game poorly. Angela really has not done great with this.
No. All of them have made some bumbles along the way, but not near as tragic bumbles of what we've seen in the past seasons.
Of course, they've all made mistakes. But I don't know what Angela was thinking. Angela's, like strategy was for people to hate her. And I just don't understand that strategy when somebody votes for you in the end. And maybe she doesn't care. Maybe, like, second place is, like, what she wanted.
I was going to say, maybe that's her strategy to get her to the end because they'll want to take her thinking that, and then she has all this. But maybe she thinks she can out-talk it, but she can't.
She can't. Oh, she definitely can't.
No.
Okay. That ship has sailed. Her biggest, it's the jury messages that are going to sink her, and Scotty's talked about that too, that they all have memorized Angela's goodbye messages because they're super hurtful. It was a step too far, and yeah, she really played this game poorly. So it's what we've seen this season is Tyler winning HOH week one, a group coming together and holding solid week one, and sticking through the entire time. You know, they've had a couple bumps along the way with Winston and Rachel leaving early, but you know, they're going to be, I mean, there's an excellent chance that these four people that started the game together are going to end up final four.
And last time that happened was the Brigade.
Yeah. And when you see that, when you hear that, when you look at it on paper, you think, what a terrible season. God, that sounds horrible. But this season was actually really good in a lot of ways because Falte, although not intellectually superior, you know, they could win a lot of competitions. Unfortunately,
they didn't know what to do with them.
Unfortunately, they were terrible, terrible players. So, you know, but we'll see what happens. I'm I'm loving a double eviction. We need it. And maybe, very off chance that they decide this is JC's week to go. But no,
I can see that happening.
Like I said, the only way I see that happening is if Brett calls him out. And I don't see that happening.
And he possibly could.
I don't see that happening. There's no advantage to Brett turning on JC.
No, unless it accidentally happens in an accidental kind of way.
It's not going to happen accidentally.
Well, I don't know. I'm at a point where I don't think once two more people are gone, I don't think it matters. I think it's a toss-up of who wins the game. It's all going to come down to the comps.
Oh, no. I don't think it's a toss-up at all. I think Tyler wins this game unless the jury is super bitter and then he goes with KC. I can see KC winning. But I cannot see them voting for Angela over Tyler. I can't see them voting for Sam over Tyler, JC over Tyler. Haley is going to be out of the equation. If it's between Brett and Tyler, I think that would be interesting. But I don't think Tyler lets Brett get that far. I mean, I don't think this is a toss-up in the least. This is Tyler's game to lose. Just like last year
Paul. Yeah. And he didn't win, remember? And I think I said I didn't think he would win either because the juror meant he sucked.
But
Tyler's done a good job.
Tyler's management has been good.
As numbers dwindle down, they're going to have to talk more with other people. And I just think it's going to come out.
I just don't think they do. I think they are so fooled by him. I mean, he literally has a final two with everyone in that house with the exception of Haley this week.
He doesn't have a verbal final two with Angela.
Well, there's a lot of other verbal, nonverbal, oral activities that are happening. Does Angela have something with KC for final two? I don't think Angela has verbally said anything about final two.
I don't know. Stuff I've read, I thought clear back when they first started that they had a final two.
But it's possible. It's possible. I don't know if she necessarily keeps it. I think if it's between Tyler and KC, I think she chooses Tyler because she's an idiot. Because most females who get showmans are. kind of. I'm not even going to defend it. Yeah, kind of. But I was going to say Angela KC final two would be interesting as hell, but it wouldn't be. KC would win that in a landslide. I mean, maybe somebody would give her, maybe Sam would give her a pity vote, but I mean, I don't think it would be interesting. I think that KC would win for sure. Now it just comes to who does Tyler want for final two? KC is building up her resume. She won HOH. She's won the last couple of vetoes. She's starting to kind of come out as a competitor. That's really good, except it might spook Tyler, who might take a look at Angela and go, well, even though Angela wins her share of competitions as well, it's not like Angela's a slouch. in that department. You know, I think maybe Tyler will think that through a little bit.
It's not gonna happen this week, but next week, depending on who gets and the double eviction, depending on who gets that HOH during the double eviction, I can see somebody pulling the trigger. It won't be Casey. I can guarantee you.
Against Tyler? When you say pull the trigger, you mean against Tyler?
No, against the level six, against each other.
Well, no one else. They have to pull the trigger against each other. We're going down the final
five.
Well,
like during a double eviction. And also JC. I can definitely see JC going and pulling the trigger against level six as opposed to Sam, who would be left
but
in the house, and Haley. Haley will be gone, but Sam.
Yeah, they'll have no other choice. They're down to final five.
Correct. So I can see Sam still staying through a double eviction.
I can see Sam staying through a
double eviction. Haley goes, Sam stays. Of course, Sam's going to go on the block. And depending on who wins HOH, if it's level six, it's going to be JC. Or possibly, if Brett, he's just a wild card in my book. I don't know what he would do. I think he'd stay loyal to level six, but he's a smart guy, so I don't know. The girls, you know, I see them going to JC. Unless they pull the trigger because Brett has been sketchy.
I think next week the double eviction goes Haley, JC. I think that's who. I think those are the two people that leave.
I see JC going in the next two weeks. I really do. I see Sam staying before JC.
Oh, I agree. That's what I'm saying. I think Haley, JC are the two that are eliminated next week. And then we're at final five. You know, and so then it comes down to, will Tyler take a shot at Brett at final five? Or hope to beat him out in final four?
No,
that's what it comes down to. Well, let's hope. I mean, but who knows? I mean, he might not have that choice. And then it's whether or not how loyal Casey and Angela are going to be. You know,
right?
If one of them gets HOH, they might decide to just take out Sam, and then it's a true final four. Everything Casey says leads me to believe that she is final four all the way with Brett, Angela, and Tyler. So, you know, they might not have an opportunity to take someone out. So we'll see. I maybe Tyler gets smart and he takes out Brett in the double. That would be interesting. And that would be a really quick way to kind of get something rolling. But I think Tyler, that's a lot of blood on his hands because no one else will do it except for him. And possibly Sam. Sam, you know, he might be able to talk Sam into it if for some reason Sam wins double eviction HOH.
Sam will take out the girls because Sam is a very jealous person when it comes to the guys.
Well, that is true. That's a good point. Female empowerment. Yeah, I could see her taking out Angela.
Because she's jealous of Angela.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. I can also see Casey nominating Haley and Sam this week, trying to talk to Sam about how she's just the pawn and, you know, be cool. And then, you know, Haley will go for sure then. So, but I think it'll go Haley, JC, and then we're at final five, and then we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Now, here's the wrench. Haley wins veto. Sam goes home or JC goes home.
I give Haley like a 0% chance of winning veto. She's just not great under pressure. I don't see it happening. But let's say some miracle occurs. I think Sam. I think Sam goes over JC.
Okay.
She's a pawn, and then they blindside her because you can't, you know, Sam is like the easiest person to take out during double eviction because it's like you don't have to hear her the entire week, but she's a dumb person to take out during double eviction. I would say Sam over JC.
Scenario your way. I know that you want to talk about other things. Haley wins veto, and then JC and them go up. It's announced at the beginning of the show that it's a double eviction. There's no way in hell that they're going to take Sam up. They are taking JC out. So then that takes it down. So, okay, another scenario then. This is the only way she's going to get it, but she'll never get the final three. Haley wins HOH. Who does she take out?
Oh, that will never, ever happen.
She is the only one that will take that shot at Tyler. And if she
I think she takes a shot at Angela. Or Sam.
I don't know. I mean, Angela and Casey have been working on her all week. I don't know. I don't think that she takes Angela out.
Especially this week, crying.
Angela and Casey are the ones there.
I think she goes for Sam because she's clearly. Haley truly hates Sam, and I think that
I don't see it happening.
I think Haley plays
Haley
with emotion.
I think she takes Tyler out again.
He'll never be voted out. Yeah.
And she'll never put Casey up, so it has to be Brett and Tyler up together.
Yeah, and she'll never do that. She'll put Sam up against whoever, and Sam will go home. She'll never put Tyler and Brett against each other. But that's not going to happen. She's going to be gone before then. She's going to be gone before then. Oh, yeah, she's going this week. She does not handle pressure. She's not going to do it. She'll go home, so it's just between – and if she doesn't, it's just going to be JC and or Sam and Haley in that order then. Haley's leaving next Thursday, either first or second, but most likely first. Most likely first.
Okay.
But she did a good job. She made it through Falte. She's the last Falte member standing. You know, and like I said, I would love to see her play 4 years. Like Big Brother 24, Big Brother 25, bring Haley back. Let's see how she's matured in the last few years. That would be good.
My gut's telling me she don't go home next week. My gut is saying she doesn't go home next week.
Okay. I know. Don't,
all right.
It's nice that you think that. But she's going home.
Just saying. So, you know, we're going to have a party when I'm right, and you're buying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Done and done. Would I be happy if she stayed? No. I mean, I really like Haley. I think it would be if she stayed, something crazy has had to happen. So that would be fun to watch what crazy thing happened.
And I agree. Yeah. Watching her 5 years from now would be a way better show with the maturity of it all. But there's a reason why she got to where she's at in the last one left. My gut tells me she don't
100%. 100%. She has good bones. She's definitely the Falte member with the best social skills. But that is like saying you're the best, ice cream taster with no taste buds. Like, that means absolutely nothing. I mean, Falte was just terrible. Just terrible. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I would have loved a JC HOH win or a Sam HOH win. Well, no, Sam would have
won,
really.
That ain't happening. That ain't
a JC HOH win would have been really interesting. I know he doesn't want to win. I know he throws, quote unquote, throws the competitions. I don't know if he would have, he would win if he tried, but this is one that he probably should have won. He needs to win some things. He's not thinking ahead like that. So, but it would have been fun because then he would have had to call a shot and put up Angela and Casey, and then that would have been an interesting week. But we're not getting that. We're not getting that. We'll see what happens. Overall, I'm really digging this season. I just need the last couple weeks to happen. The younger version of myself, the kid watching season 3 Big Brother, if you were to tell me that the game was 99 days, which it is this year, I would have been stoked. I would have been so excited. More Big Brother? That's all I wanted, Priscilla. And now I'm saying too much Big Brother. It's too much.
It is. It's too long. It is too
99
long.
99 days is too
100%
long.
100% agree.
You know, and
it, it
I
should be,
love
it. It should be done
it.
Now. It should be done now. This week should be done.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, 80 days? 80 days. I think does it justice. 85 days, I think, would be fine. 99 is just too long. It's too long. And there's there's going to be a double eviction. You know, there's going to be somebody comes back into the game. And these weeks don't, and, you know, a double eviction is an exciting episode. The battle back is an exciting episode, but the aftermath is really boring. So you have more often than not, I mean, Victor made it to a while his time. I think he's a little bit of an exception. Johnny Mack made it a couple weeks after he came back into the house, but more often than not, you're in and out. So it just doesn't make for an exciting couple weeks. It kind of sets the game, and I'm not into that. I would love a – remember back in the day where they used to do doubles, but it was a double where somebody would go home midweek instead of in one episode?
Yeah. Then they'd block the –
I'm
just so tired of these feeds always getting blocked. I think that they should – like, even with the comp last week, the HOH, what was it, like an hour and a half before they even turned them on?
Oh, well, yeah, the comps, so the comps that they have promised to show on the feeds have been abysmal. One, the one that Fessy won happened, you know, he won it in 3 seconds. The other one, the props broke multiple times, so they couldn't show it. This one last week, they showed it, but they didn't start it until I think 1:30 or 2 in the morning East Coast time,
yeah.
Which I understand Big Brother is a West Coast game, but still the majority of people are on Central and East Coast time. So, you know, to not, you know, they're talking about, oh, it's so exciting, we're going to see it. But, you know, to stay up until, I mean,
don't you think it'd be
job.
More exciting and better ratings for Pop, you know? I mean, for them to have something exciting going on during Pop, you know, that's – it would be a no-brainer
sure.
to show that stuff.
Sure.
Even if
or
it's
even
only on Pop, not even just not even on the feeds, but have it on Pop.
Well, I don't even think – no. I don't – no, they shouldn't do that just because I don't get Pop.
Well, I know they should
Pop
but
is
I'm
not
saying – you know, when you're going into watching Pop at midnight and you're showing the show aired earlier on the CBS channel, that's ridiculous. They should show you what's going on in the freaking house.
Agreed,
just
but
saying.
You know what? I care less about pop than the actual feeds itself. Because for pop, you're not paying for it. The
you
feeds,
start,
you're paying for
but
it.
But you got to start somewhere.
Well,
you know, if we can get them break into pop and utilize their ratings.
No, I don't care about the pop's ratings. I care about the fact that I spend money
on
TV.
They should. I know we don't, but they should.
Well, they should. They should, sure. But I'm just saying it should be always on feeds. It should be on feeds. You're paying for it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So Big Brother Canada is a thing where feeds are free, but they will block it sometimes 3 or 4 days in a row. And, you know, they have the ability to do that because you're not paying for it. So, you know, they have no problem blocking for long, I mean, literally 3-4 days at a time to do something. And I would rather pay and get full access than be blocked for multiple days in a row. So I'm happy to pay for feeds. I do it happily. But, you know, if all access should mean all access. I mean, OTT, for as crazy of a friggin' season that was and how terrible it was in so many ways, I loved the amount of access you had on OTT. And what they showed was they're capable of that amount of access. So why not show it?
Right. They always come back on the liability thing.
No, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I would love, I mean, I still think about the live VR sessions that we saw. They have the capability of doing that. Why can't they do that? Why can't they do that for feeds? I mean, it doesn't even have to be weekly. It could be 3 times a season. That would be huge.
Maybe you should ask Les. I'm sure that he doesn't have anything on his agenda right now. He'd be able to answer that question for you.
I know. But, you know, I'm happy to pay for it as long as it's all access. And I'd rather pay for it than have long periods of time blocked like in Canada. So, anyway, I want to switch gears. I want to talk about Bachelor in Paradise and the next Bachelor and all of that has gone down in the last couple of episodes. Man. Bachelor in Paradise.
Can we just say, I just have one statement to say, and then you can just go on your next rampage. I won't say a word. I cannot get over how needy everybody freaking is and how, it's like there's so much in love. And when we're seeing it on two different episodes, we're only talking about not even a day apart from one another. Sometimes the same damn day, they're so much in love with one person, and then like 3 hours later, no, they're in love with another person. And how?
Well,
like, just,
they're
I
not.
Just, like,
they're not. They understand
know,
what their TV
just,
is. Yeah.
It just drives me insane that.
But I'll have to
everybody's
say this.
So freaking
what I, but I have to say this. What I really liked about this season of VIP was that. The people went on dates with multiple other people. So it wasn't like the true strategy of the game. If you want to stay in Mexico for the full 2 weeks is you pair up with someone, you're loyal, you give each other the roses. You don't care if you are going to be together or not. That doesn't matter. Just do that. And you have a 2-week free vacation in Mexico. Boom, done. But this crew did not do that. And I'm here for it. I was here for it. I like the fact that they went on multiple dates. I like the fact that women were able to go on multiple dates. And it was the guys, for the most part, that were trying to, like, get these women. You know, I really liked this season with a couple of, I mean, you know, Leo is ridiculous and it's terrible. But, you know, for the most part, the other thing that I didn't love was the, you know, all the time that was spent on Tia and Colton's relationship. Now we know why. Now we know why that was front and center, because Colton is the next Bachelor, which I don't love. I do not love Colton as the next Bachelor. I feel like they had several different options.
Because he probably, they probably already had him pinned down, and why they even put him on Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, they got their money's worth with Tia, I guess, but I mean, if they already had him in mind for it, since he was, you know, so wanting to go find himself out, he's not had time to figure himself out. He didn't leave for that. They already knew at that time he's going to be Bachelor. They ain't shitting me.
Oh, agreed. Absolutely agreed. I think that they absolutely knew. I think they knew that they were he was going to be Bachelor when Becca cut him off at Final Four so that he could go on Bachelor in Paradise with Tia. I think there was a reason that Becca came to Bachelor in Paradise, which doesn't happen, in order to talk to him. I mean, this was all a setup. We should have seen it coming, Priscilla. I did not. I did not see it coming, to be perfectly honest. I really didn't. I did not see this coming. I didn't quite know who it was going to be.
I didn't watch the season, so I didn't put much thought into it because I stopped watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
There was a couple different options. I kind of thought that maybe they would go in the direction of there was a couple people in Becca's season. I thought maybe they would go with a former person. I think Ben Higgins was in the mix for a while until he said he didn't want to do it again. Colton has no personality for me. I mean, he's a virgin football player. That's what he is. And I mean, and I'm not saying that to mock him about his virginity or sexuality or anything like that. I'm just saying that's who he is. That is what he is on the show. Beyond that, there's no personality.
You need to throw in beyond that he doesn't know what he wants. I mean, because that's obvious.
Well, true.
Just saying.
True.
He's going to get to the end.
That's a good point.
Like, he'll probably propose, and then he's going to be one at the rose ceremony or whatever, after the rose ceremony, like, you know, want to say I need to break up with her because I either still need to figure myself out or because I'm in love with Tia. It's going to be something stupid like that.
Yeah, I don't think Tia's in the picture. I think that's a fail.
Like that. It doesn't necessarily be Tia, but it could be another Melissa, you know, and deal. I don't know. It's going to be something stupid just because of the way they've set it up.
I just think that you need more in a Bachelor than being a virgin football player. Like, and again, I am not mocking his virginity. I am perfectly fine with him being a virgin and being the Bachelor. But that's his story. And we have nothing else. And the personality that we do get, I don't care if he finds love or not. That sounds terrible. On a personal level, I care.
Well,
I guess I should say this. I hope the best for him, as I do with everyone else on the world. But I do not care to see his journey to find love again. We saw it. We've seen it twice now.
I mean, look, the one episode where they were, like, trying to make it work, you didn't see anything of them.
No.
There was only one episode where you didn't see them, and remember, they were doing so well.
Right, because he doesn't have that spark. He doesn't have that spark. That you need that to be the Bachelor. You need to carry a show. You gotta and you gotta hope that the women are great. I mean, that's the only thing that you can hope for at this point. That there's a lot of really great women in this season. They do a good job casting women. They do a terrible job casting men, but they do a pretty decent job casting the women. So maybe that's something. But then the entire time you're thinking, kind of with Ari, oh, God, these women are too good. Like, please leave. Do not go with him. Like, do not date him. You are too good for him. And, you know, you need to, when you have to be able to root for the lead. You have to be able to say, oh, my God, he is so dreamy. any woman would be lucky to have him. And instead, you're going, oh my God, please do not choose him. Leave the house immediately. It is not worth it. Your 15 minutes of fame is not worth it. Get your Instagram followers in a different way. Go on another reality show. So, it's a bummer. And I think I'm skipping it completely. And again, not because I have it. I don't hate him in any way. I don't think that he's a terrible person. It's not a, but I just don't care if I don't care to see his journey when I've seen it twice before. And he's brought nothing to the table. I don't care if he loses his virginity in a fantasy suite. I do not care. Do not care. Because you know that's what The Bachelor wants more than anything else in the world.
Sure.
I believe that's like 60% the reason why he's The Bachelor. I think they desperately want him to lose his virginity in a fantasy suite. Like, that's what I think they want to happen. I just don't care. Like I said, it's not about him. I don't have anything against him. Believe me, there was a lot of other guys on his season that were like far worse human beings. They just need to do a better job of casting the lead. I think they would be just fine if they casted someone, that was not previously on the show. I think they would be just fine. I don't know why they have to flip every season. I know it makes sense, but I think if they cast The Bachelor, if they found a really great eligible bachelor, like back in the day, when they were finding like very wealthy, I think that's a game changer.
Yeah, but I won't be watching.
I would watch if it was a completely new person. I would definitely watch if it was a completely new
series.
Person.
I mean, I'm watching Bachelor in Paradise, but I could give two shits about the series anymore. They've taken it to a level where I don't respect it anymore. I mean, I thought I made a joke of it for a couple of seasons, but it's not even funny anymore.
I still like The Bachelor a lot because I think the women are great. The Bachelorette is just rough because the casting for the men is just so rough. And of course, Bachelor in Paradise is just a great summer TV, especially in the summer where like no one gets sexually assaulted, everybody's good. There's a lot of craziness.
What they did to Kevin on Bachelor in Paradise, that was just not right. Granted, they could have done all that. They could have aired it all. They didn't have to do it in front of them, in front of Kevin like that. I know why they did it but they've never come out and said it, but you got to see it on the show more from Kevin's point of view going into it about, basically, they were together when Jared decided to spill his guts and they decided to get back together. So, they're totally contradicting themselves when it comes to that because they used, Winter Paradise to be able to get them together and it worked. And then now you're just kind of slapping it in the face. That's where I know that they want the drama there, but there's got to be a point where they are respectful. I know what they were trying to do, but is it really necessary for the shock value at that point? Everybody was getting Kevin's point of view. They didn't have to go flaunt it in front of their face. If they wanted to air it, but why did it have to be in front of the entire group? Send Kevin and them off on their date then. Why did you have to make him have to be there to watch it? He's going to get the date card anyways. You already knew it when they showed up that Kevin and them were going to get the date card. So send them on their date and then do it.
Yeah, I'm, no.
I'm
they would never do
how
that.
I feel.
They would never.
I mean, they totally contradict themselves, because actually right now the statistics for Bachelor in Paradise, where actually people are staying together and having kids, is better than the Bachelor in Paradise.
Sure.
Statistically, of those who have stayed together. So why ruin? I mean, they got a halfway decent thing going. People are actually, and they're, I'm surprised it's such a shortened season, to be honest with you, because it's a better show. But that they really don't give a shit about that, about love.
Well, no, to be honest, I think the reason why the statistics are so good is because there are more people to choose from. You know, when in a Bachelor or Bachelorette season, you're going after one person. You know, now you're going over after multiple people, so the statistics are much greater. And then on top of that, these are all people that have had, you know, this is not the first time that they have met. They have communicated on social media. They have met several times before,
right,
a lot of these folks. I mean, so it's not like they're brand new to the game or brand new to the, you know, to each other. So I think there's reason beyond that.
I just think that in the situation with Kevin and Ashley, I mean, if you notice, Ashley didn't even say anything to him in anything that they showed us. Kevin was a gentleman and went over and congratulated her and everything. But that's who he is. Which she didn't even, like, look over or say anything, or, like, she was shocked he was there. She knew damn well he was there. I just think at some point they have to have some poof. That's the only word I can think
of.
No,
of course not. Of course not. Of course that was never going to happen.
I know what you're saying and where you're coming from, but you know what I'm saying, where I'm coming from, because I'm coming from old school bachelor, an old school bachelorette.
Look, you
not
know,
not the trash and shit that they've come up with the last 10 seasons, 5 seasons.
Look, I found the whole thing to be ridiculous with Jared and Ashley. They got engaged before this. They were not engaged. They did not get engaged on the show. They got engaged before the show. They reenacted it on the beach for the cameras. And, you know, they were, you know, this on again, off. I mean, it was all for personal publicity and their 15 minutes. And which is gross. It's definitely gross, you know.
I just felt bad for Kevin, and he actually believes in the process. He's done it this many times, and you know, he came out of it with relationships, except for the first time he did it, which was an actual show. So I don't know. It's just, I just think at some point they gotta draw a line and say, hey, let's be a little more respectful to our people on here. I don't know. I mean, they were getting the value that they needed out of it to get inside the story.
They had to stop last season for several weeks over accusations of sexual assault. They're not drawing the line with the fact that a guy and a girl dated for 2 months.
I totally get that. But I'm just saying, at some point, I just think that they need to be more respectful of them. That's all I'm saying.
No, that will never, ever, ever, ever,
I know
ever,
it's
ever.
Not, and that's what they signed up for. I get all that. It's just, that's why I'm done with the series. I'm done watching. I'm over it.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll probably pass on The Bachelor, you know, just because I don't care about Colton. You know, well, I'll check in and see. I'll always watch Bachelor in Paradise. That will just be something that I do. But I think I'll unless somebody tells me that it's amazing and he's like grown a personality in the past, you know, I'm pretty out. Anyways, that is it for us for this week. I want to thank everybody for listening. You can always follow us on Twitter. I'm at Reality Alley. Priscilla's at PSILLA. Next week, we'll be at a double eviction of Big Brother. We got to discuss that. We have some new shows starting up next week. We have some shows returning. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're like 2 weeks away from Survivor David versus Goliath. All that kind of stuff and more happening next time. Have a great weekend, everyone. See ya.
Night, everyone.